الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, every single one of us, whether it be the people of the past, present and future, all were, all are, and all will be desirous of being successful in this world, especially in hereafter. And the terminology and the definition of success will differ, did differ, does differ, and will differ from person to person. Someone may define and depict, describe success to be merely the material things of this world. A person who has plentitude, plentiness of the material things of this world, a few degrees, a healthy bank balance, he'll term that to be success. And like that, from person to person, time to time, in different ways, this will differ. But what we have to see is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed in so many different ayat of the Quran Sharif has success. What he has termed, what he has defined as being successful. And also what we have to see, we have to introspect, we have to check, we have to study, examine the lives of the people of the past who were successful and what led them to being successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif in one of the verses, one of the ayat, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That person who has been removed from the fire of Jahannam, he's been saved, removed, taken out from the عَنِ النَّارِ, from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he's entered into paradise, into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ. Such a person, Allah says, definitely such a person is successful. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines success to be a person is removed, taken out, say, from the fire of Jahannam and put into Jannah. Seeing the lives of the, especially Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one glaring, avowed, clear characteristic and quality in their lives. Very, very clear amongst them, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even speaks about in the Quran Sharif. What led them to being very, very successful in this world and especially in the hereafter? To the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many places in the Quran Sharif, clearly declares, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Reminds me of a hadith of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he mentions that when a jannati, when a person of paradise is entered into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would confer upon him, grant him unlimited, countless of his benefactions, gifts and bounties in Jannah. He will see so much of Jannah. He will be enjoying Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then ask him, Ya Abdi, tamanna, O my servant, O my banda, O my jannati, who have already put into Jannah, enjoying Jannah, desire for more. What is your desire? He will reply to Allah, that, O Allah, what more must I desire for? I am successful, you put me in Jannah. I've got whatever I want. Allah will then tell him, it's a lengthy hadith, that whatever you desire for, I will grant you that and even more. He will ask Allah, what is more? Hadith, and even in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, more is ziyada, something more. So he will desire for whatever he wishes and whatever he wants he gets. Jannat is a place, whatever you want, you just think of, desire, and it's given to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then tell him, I'll grant you more than that. And what is that? That, la asqatu alaykum abada. That I am now pleased with you, and I will never ever be displeased with you after this. This is something above what we've desired for, even in Jannah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with us and never be displeased. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, so many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, radiallahu anhum. Allah is pleased with them. What a great quality, what a great attribute for the Sahaba, that they had attained Allah's pleasure and Allah being pleased with them in this world. So Sahaba were successful, Allah was pleased with them. There were many qualities amongst them, many. But one glaring, avowed, clear, distinct quality in them, characteristic amongst them, was this quality of being united, having muhabbat and unity amongst themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse I just recited, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that believers, Muslims, mu'mineen, they are all united as brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Naturally, sometimes you'll have some difference, some problem, some predicament, some disunity, some cause of disunity, friction. Allah says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Should there be something of that kind, immediately unite their hearts, rectify the situation. Don't allow it to pursue. Don't allow it to continue. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Have Allah's true consciousness and fear in your heart, in your mind, in your life, so that Allah have mercy on you. So Allah here shows us to be brothers and being united. And he speaks about the Sahaba, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pronounces very clearly, mentions very clearly, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to being his prophet. And then he depicts and describes his Sahaba, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those who are with him, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. When it came to the time of jihad, the time where they had to show their valor, their bravery, and their might and power, at that time they were very strong against those who opposed Islam. Those who are disbelievers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in deen, etc. But amongst them, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Amongst them they were kind, compassionate, loving, caring. and united amongst themselves. And this is what we find today is causing the problem amongst us in our own homes. And in so many different ways, we find we are completely fragmented and disunited. And that is what is taking away Allah's nusrat, help and barakat away from us. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to a sahabi, I mentioned the hadith at the beginning, Anas radiallahu anhu, close sahabi, young sahabi, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Bunayya, with such love and affection he addresses him, O my son, إِنْ قَدَرْتَ أَنْ تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِيَ وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ فَفَعَلْ. The gist of what he mentioned is that morning, evening, pass your time, live in a way that you don't allow hatred, malice, enmity to creep into your heart, لِأَحَدٍ, for anyone. And then he says, وَذَٰلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is my way. That is how I live, that is my way. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. The one who loves my way, my sunnat, loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And that person who loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. Small hadith, short hadith, but what great benefits. Having, not having hatred in our hearts for anyone. Every morning, every evening. Checking our hearts, checking our lives. Today, as Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to always say, that we've made our hearts worse than dirt bins. The dirt and rubbish bins that we have today around us, we've made our hearts worse than that. With the amount of spiritual maladies, especially hatred, malice, enmity, greed, pride and many others. These hearts have become worse than dirt birds. Lengthy incident comes to mind in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the Sahaba. Famous incident, Sahabi enters. He tells the Sahaba, this person who enters, poor person, some description has been given about him. We're not going into the details. This person is a jannati, guaranteed jannat in his world. The first day, the second day, according to some narration, even the third day, one sahabi sitting in the gathering was curious. This person, so poor, he doesn't look like someone who's giving a lot of charity. Normally you'll think a person giving a lot of charity, a person who has certain qualities in them, in himself, because of some action he's doing in his life, some outer appearance or something or the other, you'll attribute this benefit to something of that kind. The Sahabi, lengthy incident as I mentioned, but make some excuse to go and stay with that person. He stays with that person for some time, for a short while, to check in his life, what this person is carrying out in his life. The Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has declared him a person guaranteed paradise and jannat in his world. So he sees nothing unusual, nothing much extra. After a short while, he then asked that sahabi, that person, that Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared you a person of jannat, person guaranteed paradise and jannat in his world. Openly amongst us. What special quality? I haven't seen much with you. I haven't seen much in you. Something unusual, something extra. What extra are you doing? What quality do you have in your life that caused Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to declare you Jannati openly amongst us? Not once, not twice, and according to some narrations, even thrice. This person replies that I ensure every morning and evening that this heart is cleansed, is cleaned out of any enmity, hatred, malice towards anyone. So what we find, respected brethren in Islam,
the hadith that recited the ayat and this incident. It is imperative, compulsory, it is necessary as being Muslims to remain united, especially for the cause of Islam, in the name of Islam. Muhabbat is very, very important in all of our lives, whether it be as a ummah, and especially as a family. Many incidents I can mention of Fatih Makkah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered, how he forgave. Like that, so many other incidents come to mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us, صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Someone breaks family ties with you keep family ties with the person. This is akhlaq. This is good character. That is why the hadith is clear, that the most weightiest good act to be weighed on the scales on the day of Qiyamah will be al-khuluqul hasan, will be good character. This hadith, what it tells us, good akhlaq, good character, that is what will be the weightiest deed, good deed, on the scales, on the mizan, on the tarazu in Urdu, on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. And here, this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. Person breaks off ties with you, you keep up your ties with him. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. A person oppresses you, you forgive the person. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. A person does bad to you, is evil to you, he is showing bad character to you. What is good character in our lives? Is to be good to that person. Which has been seen in the lives of Sahaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How in different occasions, different times, good character was depicted and shown in their lives. That is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to one more stage to explain us who is a person truly who keeps up family ties. Who is a person who keeps unity in the family and the ummah, but especially in his own home, his own family. That is why he's mentioned the virtues of it. How important it is in our lives. We all want muhabbat. We all want barakat. We all want Allah's rahmat. That is why he's mentioned the hadith. That when a person who wants expansion, increase in his sustenance, in his wealth, in his money, and in his life, lifespan, good life, healthy life, such a person should ensure, man ahabba ayyubusata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi ithrihi fal yasil rahim. That person who wants ayyubusata, those who know Arabic will understand basata, to expand, to be increased, to be spread out. You want a spread, you want an increase, you want expansion in your wealth, which everyone wants today. As they always say in South Africa, there's only 3 months. It's January, February and March. March till the end of the year. Everybody's slogan today, I'm overworked and underpaid. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you want increase in your wealth, sustenance. You want more, a better life, increase in life, a better good life, quality life. Fal yasil rahima. Such a person should ensure he keeps up family ties. I was mentioning the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he describes to us who is a person, a true person, who keeps up family ties. لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ إِنَّمَا الْوَاصِلُ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمَهُ وَصَلَهُ. That the person who keeps up family ties, according to the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that person who, when family ties are broken up from him, he still keeps up ties from his side to that person. It's not that tit for tat, where if he breaks off, I break off. If he keeps, I keep. If he invites, I invite. If he doesn't invite, I don't invite. Now this is what has happened today. And this is what is causing the barakat to be removed from our lives. People complain today, I don't have barakat in time. I don't have barakat in my wealth, in my business, in my home. Homes are jahannam. Fires are raging in homes. There's no unity, there's no muhabbat, there's no barakat. if we ensure in our lives daily, as Allah Ta'ala has told us, has described Sahaba, how they became successful. They were united. They had muhabbat between themselves. Allah Ta'ala even describes it in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no time to go into the details of this ayat, but Allah ta'ala praises the Ansar of Medina Sharif. When the people of Makkah Sharif made hijrat and they came to Medina Sharif, what didn't the Ansar of Medina Sharif do for them? Unzur ya akhi, unzur fakhud shatra mali. Oh my brother, you came from Makkah Sharif. Whatever you want, take half my wealth. Whatever you want, take it. To the extent they had two wives, they were prepared to divorce whichever wife that person wanted for that sahabi, that brother of theirs. And this is what we find today that has caused the problem of no barakat in our life. We are so, so fragmented and disunited today. It reminds me of what the historians have mentioned. That in the time, the era and epoch before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Ta'ala depicts in the Quran Sharif as Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, the time before that was called Al-Jahiliyyatul Ula, the time of ignorance, where the historians mention that when a person of one tribe used to merely stare at a person of another tribe, just merely staring at him, historians write, Hajat bayna qawmihima harbun li arba'een sana. That war used to take place between the two tribes for up to 40 years. And this is what we find, the pettiness that has come in us today. That is why when we hear some story about someone, when we hear stories that go around, be very careful to believe it and act upon it immediately. Verify, find out. And when we do not do that, we find more and more disunity coming amongst us. That is why the hadith is clear. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. That when a person listens and he talks about, he believes, he acts upon everything he hears, that is sufficient to declare a person a liar. When we hear these things that creates disunity and we act upon that, we must be very careful about these things in our life. That is why in one hadith is mentioned, شِرَارُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الْمُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ الْأَحِبَّةِ. Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the worst servants of Allah, they are the servants of Allah. They could be reading the salah, they could be dressing the correct way, they could be very charitable, they could be pious in different ways. But the worst servants of Allah, according to the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is al-mufarriquna bayna al-ahibba. Are those people that create dissension, disunity, enmity between those who were friends before, between family members, between friends, between partners, associates, between them. Who are the worst people, according to his words, are those who create disunity among them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to keep this heart clean, especially of all spiritual maladies, especially hatred, malice, any form of envy, jealousy, pride. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us as one ummah, as families, as one ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us ek and nek, that together and also being obedient to him. Wa akhadam, alhamdulillah.